broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hello.
There somewhere.
I know. I'm not on there. Am I on? I can't hear nothing.
I hear you.
I hear you, big boy. Gosh. No wonder. I feel sorry for her because she couldn't hear nothing.
Nope.
She didn't have the headphones.
She didn't have the headphones on
because they ain't working.
Well, we would have known that if she'd had them on, but yep.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk.
No go, huh?
Huh?
Headphones, no go?
I don't know. Something screwed up. Nope.
Here.
There's another set. Try these.
Try them, baby.
Oop. Okay. Yours working?
I'm good.
How about
can you hear us now?
Now we got them.
Oh, yeah.
That's big.
Back.
That is big.
Hey, we're popping again.
Well, yeah. That's big. Hey, welcome to Sports Talk 808 in studio. Great show tonight. We're giving away.
Those are big.
First of all, we got to congratulate Kobe Wendell.
Kobe Wendell, the winner.
Bracketology.
Yeah, that's big.
Kobe Wendell.
Kobe.
Our second kicker? Place. Well, there was a tie for second.
Tie for second?
Yeah, we got great
one
prizes.
Of them wasn't me.
Neil, no. Neil's out.
Neil's out?
Yep. All right, first of all, we got to thank our sponsors who put this together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We got to thank Cooper Farms.
Yep.
Jack Stalger took care of that.
Attaboy, Jack.
Rossburg Acres.
Rossburg Acres.
Mick
awesome.
Sobers. Dart and Trent. Gotta love them.
Gotta love them.
Calp Pharmacy.
Yep.
Miracle Lanes.
The Bowling Alley.
These guys all gave stuff for the prizes, and it makes it all worth
having. Makes it fun.
Yeah, it does. And we can't thank them enough. And Kobe Wendell wins first prize.
Kobe
wins just a crisp $50.
Sweet. $50.
Courtesy of Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery Radio.
And the Bubba and Fee Show.
Hey, Kobe. Half price milkshakes tomorrow night, too. You're buying for the
get
whole
out
team.
Of here.
Saying,
that's
right?
Big, ain't it?
About half.
What? Where's half price milkshakes?
At the Dairy Queen.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah.
On Thursday?
Thursday.
That is big.
I'd say Kobe's buying.
And then we got some other gifts from the top three spots, and then we're giving away everybody on it that.
We're all back in.
Everybody's back in.
All got a shot.
And you know how this is going to work out. Kirby is going to pick a number. And Kirby, in case anybody don't know, Kirby Stuckey, and he is here for our golf show. Yep. Mr. Stuckey, welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Hi, Kirby.
Oh, man, you got a beautiful voice. Listen
that's
to that.
Sweet.
Listen very to hear it again. Talk a little more.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
That is real good.
Really golden
good.
Tones.
Yeah, it's good.
Really good.
Kirby, we're going to talk golf all night, and we're going to trivia, and we got prizes, and we're going to pick his brain on golfing at the Mercer County Oaks and talk about... You know, if you got problems with your swing, we're going to talk about slicing. We're going to talk about everything. And we're going to talk about Masters trivia. And we're going to talk a little bit about how Jack's the worst golfer at the Elks.
Yep.
In studio lessons.
Whoa.
Jack Stalger.
In studio. Because he picked on me pretty hard there. In that
he
last
did hit you pretty hard, didn't he?
Yeah, I didn't really appreciate it. Didn't really appreciate
didn't
it too
like
much.
It one bit.
But what are you going to do? Okay, so first of all, let's get back. Let's take care of this bracketology. Before we start with Kirby, and I know there's a lot of guys listening and texts are flying already, but let's get this bracketology stuff, and we're going to give away a gift certificate to Wayne Street Market for your summer,
Wayne
and
Street
everybody
Market.
Is eligible for that.
Like
so here's what we got, okay? All right, first of all, Fee, we're going to our top spots.
Okay.
And let me see if I can get these on here because I got them. I did good.
You did good.
I did good. Now, we got it. We don't know who these people are. Okay? So, if you're out there, you need to text us, 419-852-9201 or
419-852-3599.
3599. Now, we had 90-some people in this bracket.
Yep.
Kobe Wendell wins with 1,290. Highcamp MK. One.
Highcamp MK.
You got second place. K.R. Clark with third. Sep 1971 won. Also tied for third. And Lauren Day tied for third. So all them people got gift certificates, merchant gift certificates, McSobers.
Yep.
And Miracle Lane.
Miracle Lane.
So they all got gift certificates here.
Super.
So you guys got it. We're going to leave that here with Spencey at the studio or call in and we'll get you your prize or stop up. We'll get
stop up. Heck yeah. We're here till 10.
We are here till 10. Who knows with Kirby?
Maybe
here.
Later. You never know with Kirby.
This thing has been known to run late.
Yep. We like golfing.
We do like golfing.
Yep, we do.
Reese, you like golfing?
Yes, I do.
You any good?
Can't say that much.
Okay.
He likes
that's
it.
Who, that's the people we're going to address.
Yep, I like it.
People who are, yeah. are hackers.
He's an athlete.
Spencey's
he
a
can
hacker.
Play. Yep, Spencey will fix him up.
Are you a hacker?
I would say that's a very good description of my golf game.
You're a good putter.
No, only certain
only
times.
Only when they go in?
And, yeah, and only when somebody tells me where to aim it.
Where to aim it?
Put
it
here.
I'm kind of the same way.
I golf in scrambles.
Yeah, I know. Not enough of them, though.
Nope.
You okay. should play them more.
Okay.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have... This thing is numbered, okay?
Numbered.
And this is for the... Actually, it's a gift certificate to Wayne Street Market, our proud sponsors.
Yep.
And Kirby is going to pick us out a number between 1 and...
89.
8.
Wait a minute.
89.
89.
1 and 89?
You got to pick a number between 1 and 89.
63.
63. 63. Here we go. Da, 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 da.
That's the year I was born. 61, 63.
62, 63.
63, I started high school.
Go again. Pick another one. Because we got 61s are tied, so we're gonna give a single number.
What?
54.
54.
We have a winner. We have a winner.
Winner. Chicken dinner.
Elijah Leonards, 0605. Elijah Leonards.
Yes, sir.
You are the winner of the Wayne Street Market.
Gift certificate.
Gift certificate, courtesy of Cooper Farms.
Super.
So Elijah Leonards. Is that food be Dan Treese's?
I think, yep.
I believe that's true.
He just won himself a nice gift certificate.
Well, he if it's his... He doesn't have to spend it on real groceries. He can go buy candy bars.
Ooh, yeah.
$50 worth of candy bars.
Yep.
Or donuts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or meat and cheese plate.
Ooh.
Yep.
Sugar.
I recommend it.
Sugar's good. Sugar.
There's no doubter.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back right back. We're going to talk Kirk Stuckey, the professional at the Mercer County Elks, and an all-around good egg right for this Bubba and Fee. Presented by Wayne Street.
Wayne Street Market.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Wrestling and Respect presents Slams for Scarlet at 7 o'clock this Saturday night at the Palace at Coldwater High School. This huge wrestling show will be a fundraiser for Scarlet Unrest and her family. Get your tickets ahead of time and save some money by going to warwrestling.com. Floor seats are $15, and general admission tickets are $10 or four for $30 in advance of the show. Floor seats are $17, and general admission is $12 at the door. There will be seven huge matches, including a 20-man over-the-top rope battle royal, with the winner receiving a shot at the War Wrestling Respect Championship that night. All proceeds raised from the ticket sales, the 50-50, Slams for Scarlet t-shirt sales, concessions, plus many raffle prizes, including autographed cleats from former Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Keith Winning, will go 100% to the family. Slams for Scarlet, presented by Wrestling and Respect, this Saturday night at the Palace at Coldwater, 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Go to warwrestling.com now to get your pre-sale tickets and save a couple of bucks.
Hi, this is Dan Redmond from VCTS Racing. I wanted to invite you to join Corey Hensley and myself on Mondays starting March the 12th at 7 p.m. for the Vores Racing Report. We will talk NASCAR racing as well as racing at the surrounding local tracks as well as VCTS racing. So tune in Mondays starting March 12th and go racing with us. Go to FortRecoveryRadio.com or download the free TuneIn app and search Fort Recovery Radio. Don't forget, it's the Vores Racing Report every Monday night at 7 p.m. on Fort Recovery Radio, starting Monday, March the 12th.
We're back here in studio. Kirk Stuckey, Harold Feely, and myself, Bob Stogler. We're talking Masters Golf. We're talking golf in general. Masters. And the guy we're going to pick his brain about is sitting right here. His name is Mr. Kirk Stuckey. They call him Kirby. He is the head pro at the Mercer County Elks Club here in Mercer, in Fort Recovery, actually in Salina.
Carthagena.
The heart and soul of Mercer County.
Absolutely.
That's exactly
Kirby,
right.
Let's talk a little bit about Kirby. How many years have you been to Elks, Kirk?
Going on year number 11 as general manager.
11 years.
11 years. I worked under the great Gary Depweg for a few years before that.
Yes, sir.
So
yep.
About 4 years. So year number 15 altogether.
Wow.
Time's flying, old. Boys.
Feeling older every year.
But you ain't too old.
Because we got one on the way.
How about that?
Sure do. Huh? Yes, sir.
Can't beat that.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Number three, got a little boy this time?
I don't know. We'll see.
He needs a little boy. He won't be a golfer.
Nope.
Zero chance.
No way.
No.
Better get mom's athletic ability.
Cheerleader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gymnast.
Gymnastics.
Tumblr. Yeah.
Yes.
Tumblr.
That'd be great. Kirby, the Elks has made unbelievable strides, and then it has every year since. I think this is my
400.
Seriously, I think this is my 33rd year of a member at the Mercer County Elks. It's on my card.
Now, did they count when we were junior members?
No.
Yeah.
So
we were junior members too.
Yeah.
We played 8,000 rounds of golf when we were junior members.
I did the same thing.
That's awesome.
Every morning, 7:30.
Oh, man.
We play wide open. Hey, what's the junior?
It paid off. Now you're members.
Yeah, that's right.
Paid off.
Junior membership, high school, $350.
Get you all your golf
and driving range.
All your golf and driving range for $350.
$350. Come out every day of the summer, play golf or hit driving range balls.
Now, how many kids are junior members?
We have right about 50 junior members.
50 junior members.
Yeah. That includes the ones that sign up under their parents and everything as a family membership. Yeah. But yeah.
50. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
And
how many members does the Elks have right now?
All together, we have right about 400.
400.
Yep.
What's the highest it's been?
I mean, as far as single members was like 330.
330.
Plus 30. I mean, the 400 includes spouses and juniors. So, yeah. Right. Which, I mean, golf over the last 20 years has really evolved into, you know, spouse, women, and juniors, and incorporating everyone.
It's really a game for everyone. Kim's going to start golfing.
Yeah.
Kim going to start golfing?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm sure she will.
Friday night.
Golf. She does need to play golf.
She should play golf.
I told her, you're a good bowler, you can play golf.
She got hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
That's That's all you need.
That's all you need.
I can drive the cart.
No, she threw me off the cart one time back in Yomi.
Did she really?
Terrible. Yeah,
not let her big left turn. I went right. Bad, bad combination. Down the hill I went.
went for tumbling.
Yeah.
So Kirby, you and this is year 15 that you've been out at the Elks, and you got a heck of a crew over there, and you take you do a lot of lessons, and when you talk about, there's a lot of people out there who are scared to go out there. I have a niece and a nephew who want to learn how to play golf. They're nervous because, you know, they're not very good, you know, and they're worried about that. But definitely, you've seen them all, and talk a little bit about how you get them kids to learn how to hit the ball and basically the rules of golf.
I guess first advice would be to, if you're a little nervous about it, never played before, a little nervous, just come out, get some lessons, learn the fundamentals first. After that, to get them, you know, I start with PGA, posture, grip, and alignment. If you can get those three, you have some hand-eye coordination, you'll be able to make contact with the ball.
Get it done.
You'll be able to get the feeling and start moving the ball. As far as rules of golf, that's kind of a, you know, it's not like not like basketball where you memorize rules. It's not like, and so you kind of learn on your, you know, as you go. There's some simple rules that you kind of lay down first, but golf's unique where, you know, you're your own official. You know, there's no referees out there. You know, you call your own,
sure,
your own rules. You're the one that's asleep at night over it, so. But as far as a new golfer, you know, I was pretty nervous getting started. Took a few lessons from Gary Depwig and just started playing, found a buddy, played every day.
Played all the time.
Yep. So get some lessons, find a friend that might like to do it, or find someone you like to go with. And,
well, when you say...
And sometimes you just run into them over there, other people that wasn't necessarily somebody new before.
It's amazing how many kids from different schools will start just playing with each other in the summer. Yeah, they'll meet up and they'll just join up together and
new
start
friends.
Yep. So how many high schools play out there?
Four high schools, eight teams, a boys and a girls team from each school. So Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Marion Local, and Coldwater.
And that all four of them are members. They all have their teams. Boys and girls are all out there.
Right, right.
And they do, most of the schools have something in the summer that they do a clinic, or you do clinics?
I do clinics. Most of those coaches, they'll have, I mean, they're allowed 10 days, I believe, or something that's monitored very lightly.
Absolutely.
By the high school.
Yes, sir.
I mean, so we work something out if they want to go to the driving range and work on
a game,
swings and stuff. But no, we do clinics. Something new we're doing this year for junior high and older, junior high and high school kids. We're going to have 6 different days through the summer. We're going to be available, myself and Caleb Kuhn, who's going to be an assistant, starting in the middle of June. He's at UNOH playing golf right now. And but we're going to be available 6 different days from 8:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And for $10, you can stay there all hour and a half. You can come and go as you wish. Yeah. It's, you know, typical lesson. You go to a country club in the city, typical hour lesson is $60, $70,
$80.
Sure. So $10 for an hour and a half.
That's great.
Some learning. It's
that's free.
Can me and Speed go?
Yeah.
You can't be helped. Sorry.
It's over. You got to be willing to learn.
Are you stupid?
Well, that just kind of answered his question.
Huh?
Nothing.
What?
Well, if you're saying he's dumb for asking you, or saying it.
I got potential yet.
I don't think
I've reached my...
No, you're not peaked.
No, but if you're not going to be willing to learn, you're not going.
I have some stuff working on.
I'm pretty good at a foot wedge.
Are you? You a good cheater?
Foot wedge? Yeah, I'm a great cheater.
You got a hole in your pants pocket?
Snicker out.
I found her here, Rodney.
There she is.
Feel good.
I found her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't that go 40 feet in the woods? Nope, right here. I got it.
Perfect.
I found her.
Hey, golf is a game of honor.
Integrity.
Integrity.
That's right.
And you do not do that.
Nope.
Unless nobody's watching.
Unless they can't see.
So those big match.
Those dates we're going
to
do.
If nobody's watching, you don't even have to count your real strokes.
Good point.
You can just make up.
Come on, Neil. Come on.
Another birdie.
Those dates we're going to do are Wednesday, June 6th, June 13th, June 27th, Monday, July 2nd, Wednesday, July 11th, and July 25th. If any of you out there are interested.
For an hour and a half.
$10. You can come and go. You can come for 20 minutes. You can come for 40 minutes. We're going to cut a deal if you want to play golf afterwards for the junior golfers that aren't members. So I feel like it's a pretty good deal, and at least get you out there, get started.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're nervous about it, is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So
okay. So I'm going to ask you a couple questions from people who've texted in.
Okay.
And they want to know, and this is the number one thing that everybody from the age of junior high to 60 years old slice the ball. How do you fix a slice?
How do you fix,
how do you fix a slice? How do you because fix everybody's ball, when you hit it, goes left or right.
Yep.
And I mean, it ain't going to be fixed in a... But what do you do when somebody's got the big slice? Because most people, they just play it.
Right.
Play the banana.
And the more you open her up and play to the left, the more she's going to the right.
All right. So a lot of people watch tennis, play tennis.
Yes.
A slice is created by, you know, when they hit a tennis ball and they slice the ball and stop it, they keep their hand under the racket and they hold it under the racket. Golf is similar. They bring their hands up. Their hands are under the club and they hold it. They never get the hand back on top of the club. So when they're coming across, they're coming an outside to in swing. The club's coming way outside, coming through the ball, and you're pulling it in, but you keep your hands under the club. Whereas we want that club more coming from the inside, number one. But the biggest thing is to get people to roll their hands over. So if you think about a Roger Federer forehand coming through, you watch him, he rolls that hand over. Same thing in golf. You want to try to roll those hands over a little more.
So
that'll control
sounds easy.
Everything sounds easier than it is.
Right.
I mean,
right. And is that the kind of, what's your number when you have people come out to the driving range and they're struggling, what's their number one struggle?
When I'm working with them, they're just not making solid contact. It's fat, it's thin, it's a shank, it's
rolling.
You know, it's a roller, it's a big slice, big hook, you know. Yep. So number one, I don't like to get too technical. Let's just make solid contact. So change one or two things. Make it as quick as possible, as easy as possible.
Well, that's a big thing too. I mean, if you're rolling the ball all the time, it just gets old. No, I don't want to play anymore. It's not a terrible game.
Yep.
But if you can make contact, at least it's a little fun. Then you know,
forward progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what you're saying is try to make it somewhat better. Don't try to get them scratch golfer in one week.
I mean, we're not going to be PGA Tour players.
Yeah.
Right. I could. Yeah.
You
could.
He's still
Tom Watson won the par 368 today, bud.
You got a few years, not many.
Ooh.
Need some of those soccer balls. That's what you need. We'll be selling them this year. I expect you to buy a few.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. Soccer balls.
I'm not joining.
Yeah, he was hitting those Callaway Turvis balls.
You see them?
No, they're awesome. I haven't seen them.
They're colored like a soccer ball.
Yeah. They're awesome. Yeah.
So you got some.
We're going to, yeah. I'm not in yet, but...
Hmm? Golf's expensive. Agree or not?
It can be. It doesn't have to be.
So if I'm going to go to the Elks and I want to play 18 holes with my good friend Harold,
yeah,
and I want to get a cart and I want to get a 12-pack of beer,
ooh,
and I'm going to get on that cart, how much money am I going to spend?
You're getting 18 holes in a cart.
18 holes in a cart.
12-pack of beer.
12 beers.
You're not going to drink 12 beers.
No, but I'm just saying, the average person.
His partner's going to get.
It's $69.
$69.
$43 for the golf on the weekend and $26 for the beverages.
And that's 4 or 5 hours of fun.
Yeah. I mean,
and it really is, you ain't going to do any cheaper.
The biggest thing is you get away from regular life.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in life right now. I mean,
well, and if you're going to drink the 12 beers, it costs you that much anyway. So that part's a
$40 Uber ride, and so I don't know what it costs at that point. But there's so much going on in real life right now, and the biggest thing that we're trying to do at the Elks is get away from the regular rigors of life. Go out and have fun. Yeah. Try to make it fun. I mean, you guys have been out there enough. But
absolutely.
And when you talk about that, and let's lead into the different events that you have out there. And you have bands, you have DJs, you have live entertainment, and you have a lot of things. And it is a fun place to go.
Yeah. Encourage couples, encourage golfers, non-golfers. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, members tournaments where we're playing where score matters. You know, it's a competition. We're playing Friday nights couples events where we got music playing on the course. We got, you know, the speakers going where it doesn't matter what you shoot, go and have fun. You have your fundraisers, your scramble fundraisers for the Med Foundation, the Cancer Association, all your boosters, football teams. I mean,
you got a couple big ones out there.
A couple real big ones. Wally Post, I mean,
that's a big one.
It's huge.
Right, yeah.
Something new we're going to do night golf this year.
10 o'clock p.m. shotgun start. So
nice.
Like, it's just going to be a par three, six holes. Not going to be too long, but I think it'll be something fun.
That'll be fun.
How are people going to see?
They have glow sticks that you put inside the balls. You have special golf balls. Glow sticks go inside the middle of the ball.
Wow.
And you put glow sticks on the flag sticks, and you can put them around the edge of the green. I've hit a glow ball, but not a full round.
How far does it go?
Not very far. No.
So they're whiffle.
We might need more 12 beers.
Well, they're kind of like rocks. I mean, they're kind of like the balls we pull out of our ponds.
Yeah. So,
why not? But,
all right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We got some trivia coming at you.
Yes.
And we got some neat gifts to give away. I got a couple gift certificates here. Also, McSobers gave me an extra gift certificate.
So I love them.
We're going to give away more stuff. We're going to take a break and come right back. Wayne Street Market's our sponsor.
Great sponsor.
Bubba and Feeney.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Here's a great event coming up in the Fort Recovery area. On Sunday, April 8th, it'll be the American Legion Ladies Auxiliary Annual Breakfast from 8 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon. It's all-you-can-eat sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, baked goods, and more, and your beverages included, milk, coffee, and orange juice. It's only $6 for adults, $3 for children 4 to 8, and kids 3 and under are free. Head on out to the Legion on Sunday, April 8th for the Ladies Auxiliary Breakfast from 8 to 12:30. Here are the Indians baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Indians will open MAC play as they host the Dulphus St. John's Blue Jays. That game can be heard on WPGW-FM or on your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. Rob Weaver and WPGW will be broadcasting all the MAC baseball games live this season. Then on Friday, the Indians will travel to Houston and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the play-by-play. Lots of rainouts this week, but the Indians are 3-1 and playing well and are anxious to get back to baseball. Tomorrow, the MAC games start with the Indians hosting Dulphus, Friday at Houston. Get to these games this week to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live on WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
And we're back in studio. Kirk Stuckey, Harold Feely, Neil Spencer. Bob Stogler, Reese, moving his car before he gets a ticket, Rogers.
Yes.
We're back here. No, that's right. Hey, we're here with Talking Kirby, and we got some trivia, and our first trivia question now.
Ooh, this is big.
We ain't giving this stuff away if you don't... Don't be looking it up.
No. Nope. Don't be looking it up.
Cheaters.
They're relatively
easy. No cheaters. This is a golf question.
Yes.
And you don't cheat in golf.
No cheating.
No
right?
Cheating.
You don't?
Nope.
One more drive on play.
Game of honor. So we're game taking honor.
Honor.
So this is for... Wait a minute. I got to get it out of here.
Check her out.
A $15 McSobers gift certificate.
Yes.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
It does sound pretty good.
Sound too bad.
The only bad thing, it's in cold water instead of Fort Recovery, but we're okay.
Dine-in only. Go see him. Go see the boys.
That's right.
Just order water.
That'll and here it is.
All right, you ready?
419-852-9201.
419-852-3599.
Or call in.
Call in. We love calling.
We do love calling.
516-0702.
Hastings Auto Sales.
And that is
Hastings Auto Sales.
That is big.
That is big.
If you do that, we might throw something else in if somebody calls in.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, free car from Hastings. Yep. If you call in on the Hastings Auto Sales hotline.
That's big.
That'd be big.
419-516-0702.
All right, Kirby, here we go.
All right, what was the name of the caddy who hit a hole-in-one today?
Oh.
At today's par three
I saw that.
Tournament.
I didn't get to see it.
It was on number nine.
I don't know his first name, but I think I know his last name.
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, well, goosebumps.
Yeah.
It was. His dad is pretty good.
Ain't too bad.
Not bad.
His grandpa.
Grandfather.
His grandpa. Dad wasn't too bad either.
No, that's right. This is for McSobers. Whoa, we got a call.
All right.
This is big.
Who do we have?
We're still ringing.
Who do we have on the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline?
Hello?
Yeah. Who do we got here?
This is Corey Gerlach.
Oh, geez.
Corey Gerlach. This is the wrong number.
How you doing, Corey?
Good. How are you guys?
Awesome. Doing great. First of all, Corey, before you answer this trivia question, we want to thank Miracle Lanes for sponsoring Bracketology and giving away a gift certificate.
Anytime.
You guys are class guys. We enjoy your
do the best
bowling out there. Now,
aren't you supposed to be bowling?
Now, if you really loved us, you'd bring us a big old pizza.
Gee, here you go.
Yep.
All right.
I'm stuck here.
Now, here's the question. Kirby, one more time.
What was the name of the caddy who hit a hole-in-one at today's par three tournament at the Masters?
Do you know the answer, Corey?
G.T. Nicholas. Is that his name?
G.T.
G.T. Nicholas.
Or Gary Nicholas. That is correct, Corey.
Gary Nicholas.
Grandpa Jack. On the last hole. What, did you watch it?
Good thing I watched today.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was awesome.
I teared up.
I had a friend down there actually today watching it.
Really?
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Michael Hoing.
That's amazing. You have a friend? I mean, a friend down there is what I meant to say.
What'd he say?
Spencer being Spencer. Corey, stop up here. I'll drop it off. I guess if we get the big sobers, courtesy of Dart.
You guys are still there. When I get out of here, I might stop in and grab it then.
There you go.
Swing in, buddy. Right. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Corey.
Corey Gerlach. Our first gift certificate of the night.
Winner.
Easy question.
Yep.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Not if you work.
Plus, he also got a free...
Not if you work.
He got a free car for calling in on the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline.
Pick one out.
That is big, ain't it?
Just run into it.
Did you see the interview right after that?
Yes.
With Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah,
and
crying.
Jack was?
Oh, yeah. They said, with all your memorable moments that you've been through and that you've created, where does this rank? And he just put up one finger.
He couldn't talk.
Number one.
He could not talk.
Number one.
Yeah. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Did you see his Twitter post?
I didn't know.
Let me put my 6 green jackets in the closet for a minute.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, he posted a video of the hole-in-one.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That means you had an impact on your family.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
I couldn't stop. I mean, I was crying.
He had one a couple years ago, right?
Jack did? Jack had one?
Jody just texted Jack Nicklaus's grandson. She is...
Way to go, Jody.
Jody, you're 5 minutes late.
Jody, come on.
You got to be quicker.
Quicker.
And you also got to use the...
Hastings Hotline.
Well, you said they could text. They just don't get the free car if they text.
Right. Well, I mean, it's always nice when we get some participation.
Yeah, we
got a lot of listeners out there today. We're going to use them. And we got a lot of our friends. We got some texts coming in. Gary Brewing checking in.
Gary.
He said he's really impressed with my putting game. He said I'm one of the best putters at the Elks.
Absolutely.
John Elking, listening from Florida.
Ooh. John Elking.
Yep.
John Elking.
Palm Beach Gardens.
John Elking gets married
within a month.
That's one month.
He's about to get married, ain't he?
Ooh,
1 month from tomorrow. Cinco de Mayo.
Is that what it is? You in the wedding?
Yeah.
Well, see, I think Chuck gets married that day.
Chuck's on that same day.
I know.
And Cody gets married the following Saturday.
And my boy gets married the next week.
Jeez, I need some cabbage.
That's like sectional Saturday, isn't it?
It's going to be big.
Sectional Saturday.
I told Cody I'd be there about 8:30.
Is it really?
Yeah.
We can have baseball sectionals?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sectional.
I'm out.
Galpy's
going to go to the wedding.
He'll go to the reception. He might not go to the church.
Ooh, I don't know. I'll be there.
Yep. Ah, boy.
I will be at that church. I was at Easter Mass Saturday night.
Yes, sir.
Did they have one Saturday night, or are you there by yourself?
2.5 hours.
My wife says, I can't help you. Don't check your phone. Oh, sorry, baby.
Whoops.
Gary Broing, what about the new apparel at the Mercer County Elks?
Ooh. There's new apparel. Coming in.
Do we got new apparel?
Coming in, yes, sir. Under Armour, Nike. New Nike shoes, new Under Armour shoes. Nice. Coming in.
Really?
Yep.
What's a new pair of golf?
Working on a FootJoy order coming in for
golf
Gary.
Golf shoes, $100.
Golf shoes? Low end, about $70.
$70.
$65,
$70. Ain't bad.
High end, about, if you wanted the Michael Jordans, they were about $4.99.
Nice. How much?
$4.99.
They rivaled the Big Baller brand.
There's a pair of golf shoes that cost $499.
I'm not sure how many pair they made. It was.
You can fly.
You don't have them.
No.
Oh, you're just joking.
No, seriously. That's what they
exist.
Reason for.
They just don't
they
sell
exist.
Them.
They sold out.
You'll find you some on eBay for $1,000.
They sold
What's
out in
the
like
most
4 hours.
What's the most expensive set of clubs you have out there?
That we have?
Yeah.
Probably the Titleist AP2 irons.
And how much am I spending if I want to buy the up? This is the creme de la creme of the Titleist?
About $1,200 for set irons.
For set irons.
Right around there, yeah.
And if I want to, if I'm...
But those are forged irons.
Absolutely.
They're for scratch golfers. They're for, yeah. Golfers that shoot par.
Like okay, now, I want to buy a set of golf clubs for my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that?
We can get them, yes.
Okay, so what? Yeah. How much for that?
You're talking about $100, $125.
And you can get a junior member or junior, what are they called?
A junior set?
Yeah.
Junior
set.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then if I want to go and buy, if I'm a hacker, but I like golf and I'm getting into it, I want to buy an okay set.
They make box sets. Wilson, we sell a lot of Wilson box sets, $250 or so.
Yep.
Now that's
everything?
That's driver through putter in a bag. That's a good, great starter set.
Plus the bag. That's good.
Great starter set. We sell a lot of ping irons. You can get the new ping irons. We sell a lot of the previous model ping irons, which are very popular in this area. But you're talking probably about $75 a club.
Yeah.
$80 a club, somewhere around there.
I need a 3-wood. Uh-huh. Broke that.
You did? Nice job.
Yeah, broke that. Approach gap wedge.
I got a 3-wood for you. $299.
You lost that.
Okay. That's okay. Good. Good
so
job.
So far, clubs are going to buy that. I made
you still have
butter.
A wooden 5-wood?
I got a 5-iron that's bent.
Ooh.
Well, might need you straighten that one out.
That's Gary Broing fix that.
Let's just get a new set.
But other than that, I'm looking good.
Cody's been golfing wide open.
Yeah, he bought a new set. He's ready to roll.
He's played like 4 times this winter.
Yeah. He's crazy.
He's the only guy golfing.
Yeah. Him and Bronny.
Has to suck for you.
Him and Bronny.
Oh, what?
Oh, this weather's been a killer.
It's awful.
Oh, it's bad for everyone. I mean,
it is.
But I do see when I'm out driving around delivering with cops or just going somewhere, I see bad days. I see half a dozen or more cars there. So the clubhouse is open some days, even
we're open.
If it's not fit for golf.
We're open through the winter, Tuesday through Thursday. Right now, we're open every day.
Okay.
Starting now. We're supposed to start leagues next week.
From like 4 to dark or something? Or
no, we're open. I mean, I'm there at 9 in the morning. So 9 in the morning. We have some people come in for lunch. We had a few come in for lunch today.
Just missed out on a lunch special.
Oh, great.
Tremendous.
Fish. Yeah, thanks for coming over there.
Oh, I did hear. I did hear.
Awesome.
Hear you say something about that and forgot all
that
about
was
it.
Awesome.
Bratsy wants to know what time's Blitz tomorrow.
Blitz tomorrow. Coverage starts at 3. ESPN.
ESPN.
Absolutely.
I guess 3. 3 or 4.
Probably won't be in golfing, but we can sit there and watch Masters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell Bratsy to get his picks in.
And get Bratsy, your picks in.
Get
your
Masters pool. Get him in. Haven't seen his picks yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Him in yet?
Yeah. Yep. Might want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Let's tell about your Masters pool.
Oh, it's a... I mean, it's... We group them into 5 different groups. You know, Group A has 5 players. Top golfers, you get to pick 1. Group B has 2. You pick 2. Group C, pick 3. Or pick 2. And Group D, you got to pick 3. And Group E, pick 2. So you have 10 players. Mm-hmm. You count your 5 best scores. So and
we're going to do
score
that.
Wins.
Me, you, and Fee are going to do that.
Yep.
We're going to fill in. We're going to throw in $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Winner, now how are we going to decide?
The winner gets, what's Corey Gerlach donating?
Yeah, he's listening too. Yeah, shot of fireballs.
Oh, jeez, yeah, just what we need.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, So we're going to go over the Masters list later on. Us three are.
Yeah.
We got Kobe. Kobe Wendell says he's going to stop up.
Kobe's going to stop up after he
And we're going to congratulate him. He's going to pick up his winning the bracketology.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah,
pick his brain a little bit.
We are going to pick his brain a little bit.
What was he thinking?
And see why he would pick
and
who
I see
he did.
Where you and I came in 78th and 80th. Not too bad.
We won't talk 84. About that. We absolutely won't.
Well, we threw off because we ain't allowed to win anyhow. So.
Employees of 4 Recovery Radio are not allowed to
win. Right.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah and that's okay. But you don't get paid anything. So you're not an employee.
You got in?
I was in, not in yours, but I was in one.
Thanks. Hmm? Thanks for support.
It's too much. Got to get a Yahoo account.
No, ESPN.
Oh, yeah, ESPN.
Right.
ESPN. I'm on Yahoo already, sorry.
We are going to take a break. 10 minutes till break the hour, down. 9 o'clock. We're going to come right back. Talking golf with Kirby.
Loving golf.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hotspot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Fort Recovery Academic Boosters Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, April 19th. It's carry out only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinners will be prepared by Two Willies Barbecue using the international award-winning Iowa State Fair recipe. And the dinner includes a smoked pork chop, baked potato with butter and sour cream, applesauce, and a roll. Tickets are only $8 and must be purchased by Tuesday, April 10th from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices or by calling Kathy Toby at 375-4227 or Kathy Etzler at 852-2572. The Academic Boosters are the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster dinner tickets before April 10th for the 10-ounce grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, and then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, April 19th between 4 and 6 and get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on. Just be sure to get your smoked pork chop dinner tickets before April 10th. The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecue chicken dinners on Sunday, April 8th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecue chicken dinners that we all love. They're pre-sale only, so get your tickets from any of the firemen now, then stop down on Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window, and be sure to grab a couple of extras for a quick lunch during the week. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 8th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, joined by the head professional at the Mercer County Elks and our golfing guru in Mercer County. That's Kirk Stuckey and
Kirby.
Kirby, we got a special guest on the phone. You want to introduce this guy a little bit?
This is we just know him in Mercer County as Uncle Gary.
Uncle Gary.
This is my dad's brother. He lives in Lynchburg, Virginia.
Virginia.
We're gonna say a golf enthusiast to the extreme.
I would say he is. Uncle Gary, how you doing?
Great. You, better than you are with you underwater and about to snow. We had about 60 or 65 today.
Ooh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, we're not big fans of Uncle Gary right now, are we?
Not right now.
Yeah. So, talk a little bit about how you ended up where you're at, Gary, and how your nephew here, how you like to take him and beat the crap out of him in the summer on a golf course.
I don't know. I'd be lying if I said that, I think. Didn't you and Kemp lose a little money because I couldn't beat him last summer?
We ain't talking about that. Talking about
I still haven't seen that money, by the way.
I was good through about 11 or 12, and then I fell apart.
You wore out.
He made like five birdies in a row. I forget which it was.
He's a birdie machine when he gets hot. Hey, so you are going on a little golf trip. Is that correct?
Yeah, leave tomorrow morning about 11. Tomorrow's a travel day, and then we'll play a course called Shaftesbury Glen on Friday. And then I don't know the order, but we're playing Litchfield, Plantation, Founders Club, and the Tradition.
That sounds like a pretty good golf trip.
All down there in the sort of South Myrtle Beach area.
So explain how you're listening to us right now. Did you see us on Facebook or Kirby or what?
Well, he said I could stream it on the computer, so I just Googled Fort Recovery Radio Station and got it.
Like there you go. Easy to find. Now you're hooked on.
I'm not even tech savvy, and I was able to do it.
There you go. That's exactly right. So you're a big Buckeye fan. Are you going to get up here this summer and play a little golf with us?
Yeah, well, I'll be there. My son's getting a master's degree from Indiana State.
Yes, he is.
May 12th. So I will be in Mercer County the 13th through whatever Friday that is.
Well, we got to get that lined up.
There's a big match coming up.
I'll bring my 11 and we'll play.
All right, bring your warm clothes, too. It'd be about 52.
Oh, my God.
Hey, thanks for calling, Uncle Gary.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg.
We got them all over the world.
Is that where they make lemonade?
Lynchburg lemonade?
Hello.
No, they just
drink Tennessee.
It.
Oh, Tennessee.
That's Tennessee. That's Jack Daniels. It's Tennessee.
Jack Daniels.
They just drink it in Virginia.
They drink it there. Bretzi is an idiot. I won't even comment, by the way. We are joined. The guy just walked in here. He is the champ.
The champ.
Kobe Wendell. Kobe, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
You want a
big win.
Yeah.
You're a guru.
I want to know the champ. Where'd you get your insight? You listen to Jay Billis, Jay Williams?
He didn't listen to his dad.
Doug Gottlieb?
No, I just did it all on my own.
All on your own?
Yep.
Are you a Villanova fan?
No, I'm not a Villanova fan. But
are you a Michigan
had a feeling.
Fan?
No, not a Michigan fan.
Did you have the finals? Both of them?
Oh, yes. I had Michigan and Villanova in the finals.
You had them both in the finals?
Yep.
That's pretty ridiculous. Good.
Did he have Loyola?
No, I had them losing first round.
First round out.
Spiders.
Did you have any upsetters that made it pretty far?
No, I didn't have really any upsetters.
Nobody jumped out. Although this year, everybody got upset.
Yeah.
Val Fourcamp had Loyola in the Final Four.
She had Loyola.
She didn't have any others, though, did she?
No, she couldn't.
That is unbelievable.
I said, how'd you do that? Well, I just liked them. Okay, Val.
The Ramblers.
Kobe, you, first of all, you can't receive cash, so you're probably disqualified. So you didn't get that from us.
Nope.
All right.
Right. Spencey?
Oh, you're allowed to have at least.
I saw it laying on the floor. I didn't know what it was.
Right. He just, no idea. Yeah, he picked it up. Finders keepers.
Right. So, did you watch the finals or you didn't care?
No, I watched the finals. Because I saw the person. And if someone would, the person had Michigan, and if Michigan would have won, I would have got second. I kind of would have been mad.
You had it all figured out?
Yeah.
I love that. Young kids, they know that
pretty
stuff.
Good.
I could never figure it out.
Yeah.
You still can't. That's why we were in 80.
They're good-looking practice swing.
Oh, we're terrible. What's happening right now?
That's a good swing.
Huh? You're on the air.
You got it on the air. You can't hear nothing.
Come on.
There we go.
There we go.
I thought I had the ball
That
was GT's hole in one.
Yeah.
GT
for the hole in one. Yeah.
I don't have my headphones on.
How's baseball going, Kobe?
I'm good. We got three games in so far. We had a doubleheader in Kilbourne. We went 2-0 there. Then we played Coldwater and we lost 5-1 there.
You
good start.
Yeah. You are the most unbelievable kicker of all time.
Oh, by far.
Huh?
No doubt.
What about that?
Think so?
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're kicking 40-yard field goals this year.
I think so, yeah.
You in?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. He is Gus the Mule.
Gus the Mule.
Huh?
Boom.
That'd be good. You ever seen Gus? You ever seen the movie Gus?
All right, we're going to get you that movie. It's
go home and watch it. It's just Mule kicks field goals 100 yards. That's Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe's I'm winning. Short of a mule. A couple of hundred pounds short of a mule.
Well, at least. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kobe, congratulations, big
thank
fella.
You.
That was awesome, bud.
That is. And spend it wisely.
I will.
No, don't.
Don't spend it wisely.
Don't spend it.
Hey, sugar.
Spend it on anything you want. Congratulations. How's religion tonight?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Did you learn anything?
A whole bunch of stuff, yeah.
There you go.
That's right.
I got some money coming.
He's up there thinking, I got to get out here. I got a 50 speeder waiting on me to get up here. Hey, congratulations, Kobe. Thanks
good
for
job,
stopping
Kobe.
Out, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're back here. We're going to talk more Kirby. Kirby, you got another trivia question?
Trivia question.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
Back to the par 3 tournament today. What is the course record on the par 3 course, and who holds that record?
Dun, dun, dun. The record.
So if you were working today,
it's the par 3 course, nine holes. The par is 27.
27.
I know this. I know the answer, and I'm not going to say it.
27.
Uh-huh. What's this?
That's the answer that you were wrong on.
Yeah, that's...
maybe not.
No. Things you can't say.
That's awesome.
At Augusta.
Jimmy Carter eats peanuts. You see that?
Okay.
Yeah. So if anybody knows the question, the record, the par 3...
Hashtag hotline, or Hastings hotline, sorry.
Call
on the Hastings hotline.
I got somebody. I got an answer.
We got an answer?
Mark Kanapke wants to know if we're on Facebook Live. Jeez, I hope not.
No,
are we?
No, thank God. Nope, that was only for the candidate, the House Representative.
Oh, we got a caller.
Here comes a caller.
Hastings Hotline.
Hey, welcome to Hastings Hotline. Do you know the answer to this trivia question? And name your and who are you?
It's Uncle Gary again.
Uncle Gary's back.
You didn't look us up.
I paid attention today.
Did you look us up?
Speed dial.
No, Jimmy Walker, 8-under.
He got it.
8-under.
Yes,
well
sir.
Done. 19.
What year? What year, Uncle Gary?
2 years ago.
You got it, 2016.
And the kicker was, I didn't see Jimmy Walker, but I was there that day.
What?
You were. I remember that. I remember that. You were.
Uncle Gary, cleaning house.
He is cleaning house.
Lynchburg, Virginia. Drive on up here and pick that gift certificate up.
$15 gift certificate to McSober.
All right, buddy.
I'll get my car right now. I'll be there at 4:30.
He's about 10 hours.
We won't be here.
Uncle Gary wins. Dave Brett said Jimmy Walker, 19. John Elking, Jimmy Walker, 19.
John Elking.
Little snooze you lose, boys.
Got to be quick.
Call into the hotline. You win automatic.
Thank God for redial.
That's right.
Redial.
Hey, thanks, Uncle Gary. Did you get him off there, Spencey?
Yep.
He was listening the whole show.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We're worldwide.
We are worldwide.
Well,
How's your goal? You join the Elks?
Kind of
the
I am.
Point of it.
Huh?
I'm in. I'm back.
Come on, Pete. Shut up.
Back.
Come on, Pete. It's a slow start, but we're going to finish strong.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Much done in April,
playing in December.
That's right.
All right, so
Kirby, let's say that you want to join the Mercer County Oaks Golf Club. Okay? What's the steps? Because there's a lot of people who are scared to do it, and it's really easy.
Well, I know there used to be a waiting list. There's no waiting list anymore, obviously.
Right.
Come on out to the golf course. Call us. Whatever you need to know, you need to join the Elks Lodge in order to join the golf course. But that Elks Lodge will get you in any other Elks Lodge. If you know, we have a lot of folks that go down to Florida in the winter.
Yep.
Visit other Elks Lodge for cheap dinners and cheap drinks, great cheap drinks. Everything basically.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Cheap jokes and everything. So, but
You get, come on out. So we'll get you set up for the Elks Lodge. There's a there's an old fashioned application you got to fill out.
Okay. Just,
I'll warn you ahead of time. It's old fashioned.
Yeah. You get an old fashioned. Why you're filling it out or what?
Yeah. I don't think that application has changed since the '70s. So.
Perfect.
But we'll get you signed up there. Get you involved in the Elks Lodge and everything, and pay your dues and everything. And then you got to go through an initiation with the lodge. So
I mean, that's not, used don't to be dip their head in the toilet or anything.
No, it used to be about 2.5 hours long. We're down to about an hour now. So
it goes pretty quick.
It's not like, hazing.
No hazing. No hazing.
You don't go out and throw them in the creek.
No, sir.
Okay, so I want to join the Elks. What's that get me? And it's about
so all new members.
Okay. Yep.
Let's say you're a new member to the golf course.
Okay.
All new members get your membership you pay includes all your golf and your driving range balls. So whether you just want to come out at lunch break, come out, go to the driving range and leave, you don't have to come into the golf shop at all. Balls are out there ready for you to use. Before you play, you want to warm up, go out there. If you played bad, you want to go out and hit some more balls. Go out and hit some more ball. You can as many range balls as you want.
Hit them till your hands bleed.
That's right.
I do that a lot. I hit a lot of range balls.
You don't even know where the driving range is.
Nope. Haven't been ever seen it.
So, and then also all new members get 10 free cart rentals to get them started. So, really? You know, an 18-hole cart is $12. It's $120 value to get you started.
Nice.
Good. And then all new members get a referring current member. Also get 10 free cart rentals.
Draft a buddy.
So if you get a nice member, a lot of times they'll give you half their carts back or all the carts back or whatever. So
nice.
So, you know,
so if he comes
potentially
back,
20 cart rentals.
Okay, so if he comes back, can I claim him?
That's up to Fee. He lets me know who got him.
Claim him, baby. My own old buddy.
Yes, sir.
My own old buddy.
I heard you're going to walk this year, though, Bubba.
I'm going to walk to the cart. clubs on it. And then I'm going
to
go.
You can have your friend drive the cart up to your car.
There we go. So you throw a number at us. $1,500. What's that going to get me?
$1,500.
Yep. Am I a member of Mercer County Elks?
Oh yeah, yeah. You'll get your golf, your membership, your Elks membership, and you can get a $400 cart card, which is 38 18-hole rounds, included in that.
38. So that's basically
it's about 1,100
one a week.
It's about $1,100 a join. So
that gets me unlimited golf.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay for your cart, other than your
right. It also gets you handicapping fees, which we're now onto the GIN system.
Okay,
which is on the online now. You can download an app on your phone. It's really really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you preferred tee times. You know, we have some tee times that are blocked off just for members.
Right.
Because they're, you know, they're...
Like
they're
Saturdays, times. Sundays, the
Saturday
the
prime, mornings, the Sunday prime mornings. Times. Yeah, right. Yeah. Some, if you're going to play
holidays.
The same time every day, we'll set you up. Like, if you're going to play Thursday at 2:48 every day, we'll make sure you don't have to call in for a tee time. We'll make sure you're on there.
Yep.
So, but little different things like that people don't think about.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. But the best thing about being a member of Mercer County Elks is the camaraderie of the people that are out there. Because it is people from all over Mercer and Auglaize County.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a great group of people.
Yeah, we were talking about that today. It's I can't remember who was out there, but we have basically, what, six communities out there?
Yep.
Port Coverly, St. Henry, Marion, Coldwater, Salina, New Bremen, North Star.
Oh, so yeah.
Seven. Right. I mean, can't forget about those guys.
Nope. That's right.
So,
that's pretty awesome. I mean, you have so many things going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a great time. And if you like to be competitive, it's fun. You can play with your own group, and you're still in on the tournament, you know, and it's kind of picked out.
I always say that's the best part of my job.
It's all
the different people from all the communities come together. And even with the different outings from the different communities, you get to know so many different people, and you get to feel like you're part of their community for a day and everything.
Absolutely.
You know, I know I live in Marion, but I mean, I feel like I know people from Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, right. Salina.
Yeah. And me and you in the St. Henry Booster Club football outing last year, me and you won the 50-50.
50-50.
Yes, sir. 400 pounds.
Give it all back.
Donated it back.
We gave 200 back.
We gave quite a bit back.
All right.
That's nice of us.
It was.
That's good of you. Bob showed up a half hour before they drew.
Had a few boo birds.
Lots of boo birds on
you. Well, what are you going to do?
I know one thing that like, 20 years ago, somewhere in that range, the Elks was a little snooty and nobody really, you know, you had to be wealthy and uppity and all that kind of stuff. If that was your perception, that is not what it is now.
No,
it is the exact opposite of that. It is good, real people. That
I started golfing in 97, 21 years ago, and I didn't feel that way. You know, I was a eighth grader when I started playing. I never felt unwelcomed.
Was Big P there when you
Big
started
P, Big
golfing?
P was there, yes.
Yep.
And about a year after
things,
I started.
That's kind of when things changed, when, you know, he was one of those people that, even if he hated you, sometimes he'd let you know, but most of the time he just, if you're coming in and spending money and having fun, let's do
get a lot of phone calls that ask if you have to be a member to play there or anything, and you do not have to be a member. We are definitely open to the public. Yep. We do set aside a few tee times for members as a perk to be a member.
Yep.
Being a member anywhere and with anything. There's perks to it, but we are definitely open to the public, and we encourage anyone and everyone to come out.
Yep.
Kids, you know.
And it's a great course. Absolute great course. I mean, it's fair. You know, you can score, and it's just a great course.
Yeah.
I mean, and for the price, if you look around, it's hard to beat that. I mean, it's a great deal.
You know, I mean, we had Mike Breeden was there for 34 years or whatever. He did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And now we brought in, last year we brought in Mark Knapke.
He sucks.
A young guy at 34 years old.
I don't think that's
just because he's listening. You know, he told me at lunch today.
What he said.
He falls asleep to your voice on Wednesday nights.
Oh,
that kind of bothered me a little bit.
I'm a little upset about that myself.
Whoa. So are you boring or are you smooth, Bob?
Actually, he's done a great job.
He has. He's a go-getter, and I mean, he's definitely trying to make the golf course his and doing his thing. So,
well, what I've seen is you get 40 miles, 50 miles from here, any direction you go, golf costs a lot.
Let's
more.
See. Dave Brett
a
says, Neil, what are you talking about? Johan, Neil, are you kidding me? So I don't know about your.
Hey, that was a snooty comment.
Snooty tone. Johan said, I worked there 20 years ago. Neil, thank you.
Well, Johan was one of those beginnings of when things were good. When Big P got there, Brettsy probably remembers when. They didn't really like anybody from Fort Recovery even driving past there.
Never even heard of such a thing. Thanks, Neil. Turn his mic off.
Neil said something about playing golf courses 40, 50 miles away. I would put our greens against any golf course in Western Ohio.
I agree.
Honestly. I know I know a lot of guys come over that don't play there all the time. They say they're so fast. How you putt these? They're so fast. They're so hard. That's what you get when you go to a big country club.
That's fun.
And I would put those up. You know, I played a lot of tournament golf and a lot of country clubs, and I put those up against any.
You bragging?
I just, that's my way to get away from them. Away from work, so.
Yeah, kind of like Corey Gerlach does.
Corey.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Corey.
Hey, Corey's in the house. Hey, where's our pizza?
Sorry.
Oh, we forgot that.
2 hours Joe Rosenberg, and I forgot everything.
So we're going to make our master's pick, Fee. Have you got one of these?
Yes,
papers?
I do.
And you got yours, Kirby?
I got mine, yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, so here's how this is broke down. It's Group A, and there's five people in Group A.
Brettsy, listen closely.
Brettsy? Listen.
Calm down, Brettsy.
All right, so you writing these down?
I don't want to interrupt.
All right. Group A is Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Tiger Woods. Pick one player out of that group.
Tiger Woods.
I gotta
go with Jordan Spieth.
And
I went with Spieth.
All right, so I got the lead so far.
Tiger was probably my fourth or fifth pick in that list. Just let
Tiger's
you know.
Coming.
I'm rooting for him.
Kirby, you still secretly don't like Tiger.
No, I love him.
Yeah,
you have
Kirby
to if you're a PGA
Tiger.
Pro.
You didn't when we were younger. I did not.
But you have to if you're a PGA Pro. Yeah. He is the best thing for golf.
No, I know he is.
He moves the needle.
He sure does.
Group B: Paul Casey, Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Matt Kuchar, Hideki Matsuyama, Phil Mickelson, John Rahm, and Justin Rose, and Bubba Watson.
before we picked this, did you see that putt Cooch's son made?
Yes.
That was awesome. Crowd went nuts. Cool. Cooch.
All right, so we got two guys we're picking out of this group. B, who you got?
I like Bubba Watson. And lefty. Bill Mickelson.
Two lefties.
Okay.
I went with...
Hi, Days.
Hi, Kim.
I went with Justin Rose and Bubba Watson.
What's the deal on you guys and Watson? He's hot. I am taking Jason Day because I look a lot like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris Suave.
I mean,
you're both ripped.
You're ripped. And John Rahm had a little Indian.
John Rahm. That's John Elkins' favorite player.
John Rahm.
Johnny Rahm.
Him and Thong Chai Jitty.
We do love Tong Tai, JG. Hey, we got the Day family in here.
Yes.
We got a miracle.
We got a winner. Another winner.
I'll let Corey hand this to him.
All right.
A $20 gift certificate, Miracle Lanes.
There you go.
And that's Lauren Day, who's not here, but her sister's picking it up. How many fireman tickets we got left?
I'm not sure.
What? You're not sure.
Not many.
You're the main man.
Get them in there. Come on.
Huh? How many you got left? You sold all your tickets.
That a girl.
She's awesome.
She's a champ.
She's a firefighter.
Bob, you bought 15 of them.
I bought 8.
She's a champ.
And I bought 4.
Yeah, that's 12. Yeah. We did good. All right. Hey, good luck Sunday at the firemen's.
Yep. Yeah, you can't beat that. It's the best one of the year. It is. It's always the best one of the year.
Ain't nothing even close
to starting it.
Tell Lauren congratulations.
Yep. Great job.
And courtesy of, they get a gift certificate, courtesy of
Miracle Lane.
Spider and Corey. All right, so now we got the second round. Now we're going to go
group
to the,
C.
Group C. Bryson DeChambeau. First of all, he should not be in that group.
Why is that?
He sucks.
He's got some good odds.
He's on Joe.
Yeah, I know.
He's got some low odds, but okay.
Well, then don't pick him.
Tommy Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood?
Mark Leishman.
The Australian.
Alex Noren. Louis Oosthuizen.
Gapper.
He is a gapper. Gapper teeth.
A huge gapper.
Thomas Peters. Ian Poulter, who shouldn't be in that group. Patrick Reed, Adam Scott, and Henrik Stenson. Bob's got Stenson.
Henrik.
And Bob's got Fat Pat the Water Rat.
Patrick Reed?
Yeah, I love Fat Pat. Who you got? See?
I don't know.
You got to take Gapper.
I'm going with Gapper.
Gapper.
I like Louie.
You took Phil, right, in the last group?
Yep. Louie, Gapper.
Gapper. And?
Adam Scott.
Scotty. Who you got?
Thomas Peters. The Belgian.
You always did like that.
Peters.
And Ian Poulter.
You would take him.
Yeah. He won last week.
He sucks.
He's hot.
No. Group D.
Chest pounding.
Kadeki Yakarabari.
Here to deck Affy Barnrat.
The Barnrat. Daniel Berger. Rafael Cabela Bella. Patrick Cantley. Kevin Chappell. Tony Finau. Broken ankle. Matthew Fitzpatrick. A list of them. Fee, who you got out of that group?
Oh,
we need three. I knew who I'm taking.
We need three?
Yep.
Three.
I'll take Zachy Johnson.
What?
Yeah, out of nowhere.
I like it. Okay.
The German, Martin Keimer.
Okay.
Who else is good in this thing? You know who always...
Come
Schwartzel
on, baby.
Always comes.
Schwartzel.
Somebody.
Charlie.
Okay. Taking me.
I got Matthew Fitzpatrick. I got Adam Hadwin.
And your favorite.
Francesco Malinari.
Mazzucanale.
And Kirby has.
I got Kevin Chappell. Brandon Grace.
Yeah, you would.
Brandon Grace.
And Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker. Jimmy Walker. And the last group, we need two out of this group, and there's a whole list of them. My pick is.
Who you got?
Fat Jason Duffner.
The Duff.
Duff Daddy.
And. Wu-Tang Lee. Wu-Tang Lee.
I'm going with the lefty, Mike Weir.
Oh.
Weir.
Mike Weir.
Good pick, Mike girl.
Weir. He's a good guy.
And?
Something with the lefties.
And? Yeah, who's some? Woozy. Woozy always makes it. Woozy always makes it. Fee, this is 2018. Woozy can't even walk the hills anymore.
Ian Woozy.
I know. No, I should have went with Angel Cabrera.
Ooh.
Angel.
On hell, right?
On hell.
On hell.
Ha-ha. Cabrera.
That's all right. Hey, Kirby, you got?
I've got the... Patton Kizzire.
He's terrible.
Okay.
Kizzire.
And Shubankar Sharma.
Shubankar Honka.
Shubankar Sharma.
Okay, we're throwing $5 in.
All right.
Your own. That pick. Good luck. I got them wrote down.
Hey, shout out to my daughters, Amber and Lizzie.
Yep. Love Amber and Lizzie.
They're still up 15 minutes past your bedtime because I forgot all right. to say hi.
You're all right. Toby Messier wants a John Daly. He's at the Hooters right beside it. John merchandise. Daly.
Hammer dragon.
Strumming his guitar.
Classic.
Yeah.
I didn't write him down.
I got him wrote down. I'm on
That's
it.
But I did. Same thing.
Perfect.
I got him. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. 9:16. We got 16. Trivia coming up.
Trivia.
Lots of it.
Wayne Street Market. What a great sponsor.
They're the best.
The best.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's wing night featuring 60-cent wings and boneless wings and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Fort Recovery Student Council will be doing volunteer work on Thursday, May 3rd. If your business has some work that needs done, contact Chelsea Collig at colligch@fortrecoveryschools.org and see what the Student Council can do to help your business out that day. Picking up, painting, cleaning, and more, the Student Council can do it all. Email them at colligch@fortrecoveryschools.org and get the Student Council to help out your business on Thursday, May 3rd.
The Friends of St. Joe Church invite the community to join us for a hunter's gathering on Sunday, April 8th at 1 p.m. at Sanderell Hall next to St. Joe Parish. Drinks and snacks will be available. Tip boards and other games will be available for chances to win a variety of guns and other prizes. And the gathering will be highlighted by an 11-gun gun raffle. Stop out for an enjoyable day of sharing stories, playing cards, good food and drinks, and a chance to win some great prizes at 1 o'clock on April 8th, 2018 at Sanderell Hall in St. Joe.
Okay. Hey, we're back here, Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk, Wednesday night, golf show. The best one of the year, probably. Masters, talking with the main man from the Mercer County Elks, Mr. Kirby Stuckey.
You say we got some big wheels listening?
Big wheels.
I don't know.
Keep on turning.
Hey, did you see DL's truck? He's got big wheels on his truck now.
No, I mean, didn't you say that there's, like, people in the Miami Valley Golf Association?
Ooh, that's big.
If he's still on there, I don't know.
Well, you don't
know. He said on Twitter he was. No, but that's seriously, we're members
We're members of the Miami Valley Golf Association, and give a shout out to Steve Jurek. He was he's been very helpful and very instrumental. I don't know if he's listening yet or not, or if he tuned in at all, but helpful and very instrumental. He's very knowledgeable.
Once you're in, it's hard to turn us off because we're really fun.
I haven't found that to be a problem, boys.
Seriously,
some nights.
Seriously.
Well, I mean, Mark falls asleep to your voice.
Mark, but Steve's helped me with the gin system that's going on.
This is a big transition for us. We're moving into the 21st century here.
This is big. Ooh, that's big.
Gin system and Golf Genius tournament software. So shout out to Steve and all his help here these last couple months. So
yep, awesome. What do you have as far as when you say you got some big outings and the Fort Recovery Booster Club has their, or is it football? Fort Recovery football.
Yep.
But you also have St. Henry football, Marion local football, Coldwater football, John Reed.
John Reed scholarship. Yep. John Reed Memorial.
Big. John Reed Memorial. You have, what's happening right now? Corey putting them on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Corey's killing his back.
There's a rat in that corner.
Christ, what's going on in here? Yeah, we've got Fort Recovery football, St. Henry football, Marion football's on a Friday night, John Reed's on a Friday morning.
We need to do a Fort Recovery should do it during the week.
A Friday night.
During the week. Wednesday.
Day off.
Tuesday afternoon.
Day off work.
Thursday of the Jubilee.
Ooh.
When's the...
There you go.
Taste of the Town's that Wednesday.
Oh, that's
Taste
perfect.
The town.
Yeah. Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon.
Schnockered.
Thursday just afternoon.
Take them over by bus.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
But Friday nights and Sunday afternoons are becoming more and more popular.
Really?
Yes.
Friday nights are big.
So many weddings. I mean, look at Cody. Cody's wedding. There's going to be four people there. So much going on.
I'm
going
to take the whole four people out of your golf course.
Uncle Gary's son's getting graduating. Yep. I mean.
Okay, so let's go with Cody Feely. Let's say he's having a bachelor party on Friday.
Yeah.
You do the stuff for that?
As far as...
Like, what do you... Like, let's
call
say...
Call us up ahead of time.
Yeah.
Set up tee times. You know, you can call us a month in advance. We've got three of them scheduled already. Call us up ahead of time. We'll set up the tee times. We'll reserve them for you.
Yeah.
The one thing we do is... we take care of the bachelor.
Yep.
Or if the day before the wedding, we take care of the groom. He pays nothing.
Yep.
I mean, his bill's going to be big enough.
Right.
Yeah. But, so we'll take care of him, and then good chances when you're making a turn, there's usually some libations waiting for you. So,
good call. So if you're having, if you're looking for something to do, and you got a bachelor party, or you guys are the wedding party's going out, play a little golf on Friday.
It's a great call.
Give Kirby a call; he'll set you guys right up. Now, what if you have a destination wedding in like Jamaica?
Ooh. Jamaica.
Can you do anything for them, guys? Or Mexico?
Or Mexico?
Like Corey is.
Just pay my airline ticket; I'll set you up for golf.
There you go.
I'll buy your drink.
Great deal.
I'll try to. I'll work a deal.
You'll get.
I'll negotiate a deal.
You'll use your PGA card to get him in down in Mexico.
Good luck.
Yeah, absolutely. So we got another trivia question. 419-516-0702 is the Hastings Auto Sales Hotline.
Hastings Hotline.
Now, I got a question for Rocker sent this.
Rocker.
And this is one we're going, and this is a morbid question from Rocker.
Thanks, Rock.
We're trying to lighten this show up, you know, be nice.
Yeah.
Rocker says, when did Payne Stewart die in his airline crash? What year did Payne Stewart pass away? And this is for what do we got here? You getting balls to give away? Hey, you getting balls to give away?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah, golf balls.
Here comes Bretzy. He wants a
Oh, look at this guy. Bretzy. Bretzy came with his picks.
He's got his picks. He ain't getting shut out. I'm proud of him.
I am proud.
Yeah. I can't believe he's still awake.
Hey, you're a little short.
25.
It's 100.
Now he's done.
40.
Hey, man, I might have it over here.
He's got more money than Jesus.
Oh, yeah. He's got it in every pocket.
He does. He is. Look at it all wound up.
It's all those guys that work at Cooper Farms.
You're in. He did.
Who'd you take to win it? Who you got? Who's your A?
Dustin Johnson.
You're done.
See ya.
He fell down a couple steps again. I heard
yeah, he's Bergie's bad. What a moron. He is. He is dumb.
You picked Tony Fino, probably.
Fino, broken leg.
Broke his ankle. Bernard Lyon.
We got an answer.
We got to go.
We don't have.
Hey, Sings Hotline.
Hey, Sings Hotline.
Hotline.
Calling on the hotline.
Calling on the hotline.
Who we got there?
This is Jerry Newman from New Bremen.
Who is it?
Jerry Newman from New Bremen.
How are you tonight, is this, sir?
Cindy Newman's husband?
Fine.
This ain't Cindy Newman.
Cindy
husband.
Newman's husband, right, Jerry?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Cindy Jerry. Newman, the golf coach?
Yep, she's sitting about 20 feet away from me.
Oh, my God, I love that woman. I coached.
A lot of people do.
I coached with Cindy for 20 years, her and Greg Maurer, and I look forward to playing New Bremen every time. You don't get a better person than Cindy.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
You got that right.
God love her. What year for a McSober's gift? We got to give golf balls.
Golf balls. A dozen golf balls.
A dozen golf balls. Did Payne Stewart die in his terrible...
He died in 1999, October the 25th.
1999, October 25th. Mr. Newman, you just won a dozen golf balls, courtesy of the Mercer County Elks. Hey, thanks for listening, my friend.
We're enjoying listening to your new radio station tonight.
Well, good. Give that wife a hug for me. She is a class act.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Ah, that's perfect. Giving away some stuff in New Bremen.
That's good.
The Newman family, God love them.
Oh, I remember Cindy playing in high school.
Oh,
she's awesome.
Yeah, she's a competitor.
Yep, she is.
She's a competitor. I like that. All right, we're back here with Kirby. We're giving away more stuff. We got another trivia question. You got another trivia question? Or
trivia.
What's going on?
Trivia question.
It's almost 9:30. Bretzy.
Bretzy, you won't know this.
Bretzy's a cheater. Bretzy?
No chance.
Oh, for the love of God.
You can't say he's going to look it up on his phone. He don't know how to do that either.
No, he don't. He's got a flip phone.
Can't see.
All right, the Hastings hotline.
Hotline's hot right
is
now.
On fire
Hastings
tonight.
What's the most calls in the night you ever got in the hotline?
How about on Monday night now, we have NASCAR.
Racing Report.
I've
seen that, yeah.
Before is racing.
It's
unbelievable how good that is.
It's great.
I think we're going to put...
They're giving away $200 worth of tires every week for they did this past Monday, the next 6 weeks for the guys that are in their race.
We're giving away 201.
Call in, get a number.
Say, I got a Ford F-150 on these tires.
Yes, sir. Toby Metzger said...
I'll get you half of one.
Toby Metzger said 1974.
1974.
Not bird date.
Toby better stick to NFL football.
It's coming up.
This is big, ain't it? You don't like the Browns.
I don't, but I love paying attention to what's going on.
Yeah, oh, it's going to be awesome.
Okay, here we go. This is a big question.
Tuesday night. Before the Masters marks the Champions Dinner.
Ooh, the Champions
Sergio
Dinner.
Sergio Garcia was in charge this year, and he had a little Spanish flavor.
Ooh, nice.
Tacos.
What year?
He went to El Camino and got El Tia Nacho.
El Tia Nacho.
Beef. With hot sauce. You can't beat El Tia Nacho. If you're going to go to El Camino, what do you get?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm a fajita guy.
Are you a fajita?
Yeah.
Steak and your wife always split. That always drives me nuts.
Too much. You can't eat it all. They're crazy.
Bring it home.
No.
Okay. Split her up then. No.
What do you got? What do you
got? Good. Pollo and roast.
A what?
Pollo and roast.
Pollo
and
roast.
Never heard. Rice, chicken, and cheese.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Retzi, what's your go-to at El Camino?
Burritos.
Corey? What's your go-to?
Shrimp Relena quesadilla.
Ooh, hello, quesadilla.
What's your go-to? Cheeseburger?
No. El Tia Nacho.
El Tia Nacho.
Oh, you can't beat it.
You can't go wrong with it. El Tia Nacho.
Jambalaya.
On the bayou. You got that song?
Yeah.
What is that song?
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya by Hank Williams.
Yeah, play it. I like that.
This has turned to the worst golf show.
No, this is a great show.
That was a great show.
We don't have jambalaya?
Oh, yeah.
Can't get the iTunes to come up there.
That hurts. Hurts me bad.
Oh, iTunes.
All right, how about it? How about we get back to this trivia question?
Okay. Trivia question.
There we go.
Trivia time. Okay.
Trivia time.
All right, champions dinner.
419-516-0702 for what are we giving away?
Hastings, I'd love
it. Let's give away a no, let's give away a 20-minute lesson.
Lesson time.
Are you serious? With Bob Stogler.
Yeah, that would be nobody calling in.
Yes.
Is it how to eat cheeseburgers?
20-minute lesson with me.
Uh-huh. 20-minute lesson.
With Carib.
This is big.
20-minute lesson, all right?
This is big. Make it
a half hour, for God's sake.
Make it a half hour.
Half hour, come on.
Half hour, okay.
All right. Atta baby.
Wish that is
hard. Good job, Bratzy.
I was going to give away two 20s, but 1 half hour.
Okay, 1 half hour.
Could have got 40.
Now, this is big because what do you charge? Like $180 a minute?
Per minute.
He's expensive.
Not a cell phone. Good. For Pete's sake.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Jambalaya.
Goodbye, Joe. We got to go, me, oh, my. Oh.
This is good stuff right here.
We got to go. Hold a P-Roll down. Goodbye, oh.
Chuck got me this. All right, so here's a question.
All right, question.
Champions dinner.
Tuesday night champions dinner. Sergio Garcia put a little Spanish flair this year.
Yep. What? Jambalaya.
Well, yeah. El Camino.
Okay. El Camino.
So what was the first year for the famed champions dinner?
Ooh.
What was the first year?
That's big.
For the champions dinner.
1815. We took a little trip.
1815.
The first year of the champions dinner. Now, we'll tell you this. That Tuesday, there was 30 people at the champions dinner.
30.
Because it's only past champions and...
The chairman.
What did he put down?
He put down his birth year.
What's that say?
No, that's way too late. 61.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. I might have to look this up. I might be wrong, though.
I don't know, but...
I don't think I am.
Remember when Fuzzy
Zeller had...
Fuzzy went a little kooky.
That was bad.
What are we going
That's
at?
That's not good,
Ooh,
Fuzzy.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Fuzzy,
that really destroyed Fuzzy.
Fuzzy.
But I thought Tiger said him and Fuzz were always friends. And
they're
really
buds.
Take
they
that
were.
All,
they were.
Didn't take it all that badly from what I always heard. But everybody else didn't.
Mm-hmm. Sam says 1997, but she's wrong.
Sam's right. Well, 1998 was the first one anyone cared about.
Sam's right?
No, 1998 was the first one anyone cared about.
1997, the reason I know that is because we talked about it at work. Is it
the first year Tiger Woods won the Masters?
By 12 strokes.
Yeah, but that ain't when the first year.
No, that was not the first champions dinner.
No. Okay.
That was a good one, though.
That was a great one.
That's a talked about
the
one.
The first took place in 19...
Call into the Hastings.
We ain't giving this away. If you don't, this is
come
big.
On.
This is
big.
A half hour lesson.
Half hour lesson.
This is big.
Somebody's going to call in.
Somebody's
no one thinks I'm a good teacher, apparently.
Your daughter might call in. That'd be the only one. Bretzy should look. Bretzy needs a lesson.
He needs that.
You seen his game?
He needs that.
Half hour ain't
going to be. I seen his game. I seen his handicap going up.
Half a year. He needs a half a year lesson.
Cody Healy should know this.
Cody,
come on.
He needs help.
He needs help.
No, he's playing every week.
He is. He's going to get good. That's how you get better.
That's how you get better.
Is he going to play this year?
Yeah.
He's playing a lot.
Hey, he'd play in the league.
Yeah, he could play on Tuesday night.
He would play in the league, probably.
Good. I'm going to text him here before the night's up.
Yep. He probably would.
Ooh. All right. That's big. We got the answer. Now we just need somebody to give the answer.
Give
that make any sense?
The answer.
Yeah, that's right.
We just need an answer.
Hastings Hotline.
Hotline.
Hastings Hotline. I got a text.
You get the right answer?
Yep.
We got a text.
I'm not giving this guy a lesson.
He's better than you,
Charlie. He's better than me. Shot a 29 at the Elks.
Charlie.
Johnny Elking.
Johnny
caddy that day?
Huh?
Who was his caddy that day?
Bobby Stalker.
No, you just rode in the cart.
I clerked him every
an
shot.
There's an asterisk by that.
Did you walk him around?
I know, there was no sand in the
sand trap.
There's
no sand in the sand trap on 8. Asterisk.
Ooh, that's an asterisk. That's a big one. That's a big asterisk.
Huh? There's no sand trap on 8.
Oh, you can't have that.
But
they're under repair.
But I'm giving him 29 because I watched it. It's the greatest round of golf I've ever seen.
Should have been 28. He had a 15-footer for 28.
Couldn't handle it.
Yep. I got another right answer. This guy's better than me, too.
Charlie Gales?
Nope.
He's my
future assistant. He plays at UNOH.
Caleb Coons. Caleb Coons.
He's better than me. Caleb. No, he's better than me.
He is better than
Except
you.
Except for when we played in Florida.
You're the pro at the Elks, and you're like the eighth best golfer out there.
I'm getting old.
I don't believe that. You're still number one in my heart.
You can't beat Johan. Johan dominates you.
Johan.
Johan Niekamp.
Going back to high school years.
Brandon Close from New Bremen.
Can't beat him.
Yeah.
Brandon's a lot better teacher, I'll tell you that.
He's a really good teacher. He's a great guy, good teacher. Caleb Coon drills you. John Elking.
What about Carter Bowman?
Carter Bowman.
I own Carter.
Carter. You own nothing.
Oh. What if you put a couple dollars on the line? That's where I'm with my boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's a good golfer.
Yes, sir. Me and Fia take on anyone.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Bring them on.
You guys are a little cocky.
We'll take our strokes.
We got to have our strokes.
Let me get Fia set up with some irons first.
Yeah, we got to get the new iron.
Whoa, Butchie.
I need a new drive. You got any suggestions?
Whoa, Butchie. Oh, Smokey Smogger's coming back.
All right, we didn't get an answer.
Oh, here we go.
What?
I got one here. Brett Ayers.
What'd he say?
1952.
Brett Ayers.
Hosted by?
Ben Hogan.
Ben Hogan. Very good. 1952.
General Ben Hogan.
Very good.
Brent Ayers wins. Brent's from Coldwater.
Brent's from Coldwater.
And he wins
Florida Girls Golf Coach.
There you go.
What? Half hour lesson, Brett Ayers.
If I remember, he's a pretty good golfer.
He's about a 9 or 10 handicap, I think. I had the answer.
On his way to
really?
But I Googled it. I had no idea.
You're not allowed to Google.
No Googles.
Yeah.
So. You know they're Googling at home.
They are. Yeah. They all Googled.
Yeah.
No.
That's honor system.
What happened to our project manager?
He had a very short appointment that he had to make.
Yeah,
he's got to move his car door.
Bathroom?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He just said, excuse me a minute.
Kirby.
Excuse me a minute. Yeah,
okay.
What's the best driver on the market right now?
Best driver on the market right now.
Uber.
Uber's a good one.
Uber. I would say, every driver's different for everyone, but... Sure. The new Callaway's really hot.
Really?
Yep. The Rogue.
How much?
Really hot. $549.
Is that a gigantic one?
$549. How much does that cost? If somebody were to drill you a brand new bowling ball.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. How many times are you going to drill it?
This one.
Gary Brewing. Brent who? He spelled who?
Brett Ayers.
Brett Ayers. Brett Ayers was the winner. Oh, we was worried about Reese Bob.
We were a little worried.
Reese Bob, you get it out? Everything turned out all right, boop?
Boop. Good.
Did you bring some pizza?
All right.
Did you get a pizza while you're there?
I'm starving.
We can't get a food.
Can't get a pizza.
Can't get a food.
Can't get a food. Hey, speaking of food.
Uh-huh.
I heard on the radio today that Wayne Street Market is opening up a cafe inside the IGA.
Really?
And they're going to be open.
So it's 1st of March.
And it's going to be, you'll be able to go in there and sit and have a nice little meal.
Yeah.
My life. Wayne Street Market, sponsor of Bubba and Fee Sports Talk.
Bubba and Fee, sponsor. That's big.
God love them. Absolutely. So we're
going in for
that.
Cafe.
We got another question. Come on. Let's go.
Another question?
Yeah.
Questions again.
All right, here we go.
What's our prize? This is big.
Our prize.
We can't ask this about.
I got a McSober's gift certificate here.
I don't care. We can do that or Elks. 9 holes of golf. 9 hole green fee.
Oh,
ooh,
my God.
There you go.
This is big. Nine holes and a green fee?
9 hole green fee.
You got to call in.
Yeah. You gotta get the Hastings hotline.
419-511.
We'll make it an easy one.
Why?
Huh? I want to give this away. I want them to call in. It's an easy one.
419-516-0702. This is for 9 holes.
9 hole green fees.
Green fees. That's
green
like
9 hole green fees.
Against, yeah, this big. Is big.
You ready?
Come on.
Big. What holes comprise of the famed Amen Corner?
Ooh.
Master's Trivia.
Okay.
Amen Corner. What holes is it?
Hello. Amen.
Neil Spencer's wrong. He said 2, 3, and 4.
Neil?
I said 12, 13.
No, that is...
10 first.
It is...
Amen.
Hey, hotline number 419-516-0710.
Whatever you do, do not let these two in the choir.
We have a lot of people.
Uh-oh. Hello,
hold on. If this is Uncle Gary, we're cutting him off.
Uncle Gary
can't do it anymore.
Uncle Gary is unbelievable. Here
Here we go. Who we got there?
RJ the DJ.
RJ the DJ. We got a new caller. Ah, RJ, how you doing?
Darn good.
I seen RJ, I seen your pictures on Facebook, your Easter pictures. You got a heck of a family there, buddy.
Well, they take after their mother.
Taking good. Thank sweet Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen in here. What is that Amen right. Corner in here?
What is Amen Corner, RJ?
Amen Corner. I think that would be 11, 12, 13.
That'd be correct.
You are. Congratulations, sir. Ryan Steinbrenner. Yes, you win.
You're playing nine holes.
Nine hole green fees.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Hey, thank you.
RJ wins nine free holes at the Mercer County Elks.
Absolutely.
That's good.
That was good.
That's a good easy question.
That was a good easy question.
Huh? It's a Masters trivia. Hey.
Everyone needs to know it. If you didn't know it, you'd know it now.
Amen Corner. Now, Amen. Why do they call it Amen Corner?
Amen Corner?
Yeah.
Because when you get done, you go,
I really don't know that. I don't either. I would say
in the three holes, you go, Amen.
I'd say it's because it's the three toughest holes in the golf course. Would you agree with that?
13's not, but 11 and 12 are. No doubt.
11 and 12. Well, I mean, 13. They got water on
13's probably the easiest hole in the course. As far as stroke to, or average to par.
Oh, I would sorry, bet. I'll shut up.
But 11 and 12. 11, oh, man, just, 11 might be the toughest, though. And 12's right up there.
I think 10's the toughest.
The wind swirls at 12.
One of the comments I heard was swirl. that it was the one if swirl. You were really, really on, you could really pick up a couple of strokes on the field, and if you weren't, you'd lose a couple of strokes on the field.
The thing about people don't realize when they watch the Masters is it is the hilliest golf course that they play on tour.
You don't see it.
And people don't know that.
Yeah, you have no idea.
And there's only one guy that's going to be able to find out how hilly it is, and that's the guy sitting to our right.
He's going down there.
Yeah, I'm
going
to see the final round of the Masters.
Are you just going to go to one spot, or are you going to walk it?
I'm going to walk. Well, first place I'm going is the merchandise building.
Yep.
I might spend $2,000.
You're going wide open?
I'm going wide open.
Yeah.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah.
Baby's going to do without diapers for a while.
Yeah.
Check it out. Going to take a beating down there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of credit card points.
Put them outside.
Yeah. But no, we're going to walk around, I assume. I'm going with a couple guys from North Star, so we'll probably walk around a little bit.
Oh, they're known to be walkers.
Yeah.
Grubby and Chuck.
No,
I guarantee you one thing. On this trip, we will negotiate something for free.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without Grubby and no, Chuck, no, that's no, a guarantee. Jesus Christ, I can't pay that much money for Jesus Christ. That's unbelievable.
No, your best impression the other night. Who was your impression the other night? Had me dying.
No.
Fishmo's Thomas. Let me hear Fishmo.
So he brings his grandkids over to bowl.
Uh-huh,
said, you got your, I'll paraphrase a little bit how he answered by. So you got your grandkids over here, bowl. Yeah, I guess. Gosh damn it.
That's like,
I guess. Gosh damn it. Good to see you too.
Yeah, hey. All right, 9:45. We're going to take our last break. Reese Bob, take it away.
Time, Reese Bob. We get the great.
We got a couple
Wing
more.
Free market.
We got how many more questions we got? We got two more trivia questions.
Two more big ones.
In the last 15 minutes, and if you call in the Hastings Auto Hotline, we might throw in another. We got a gift certificate from McSobers to use up.
McSobers. Yeah.
That's big. Bubba and Fee.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4888. 5858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having their Battle of the Brains again this year on Sunday, April 15th from noon to 3. Get your four-person team together along with an alternate, get yourself a sponsor, and get signed up now. The cost is $75 per team. Your team can be a group of friends, co-workers, family, even a group of students, at least 7th grade, please. Pick up your entry form at the high school office or by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains 2018 and downloading the application. And new this year, there will be a fun trivia round for anyone to participate in. Just show up, get a group of four people, and you can be in the fun trivia part of the contest. And the best part, there's no charge to get in the fun trivia contest. Just show up and have fun. And even if you don't want to be in either the formal contest or the fun pop culture trivia rounds, stop by and be amazed and entertained by how smart your friends and neighbors are. It's the Battle of the Brains on Sunday, April 15th. Be sure to get entered now by going to FortRecoveryschools.org and clicking on Battle of the Brains, or pick up your application at the high school office. Here are the Indians baseball games scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow, the Indians will open MAC play as they host the Dulphus St. John's Blue Jays. That game can be heard on WPGW-FM or on your TuneIn app and search for WPGW. Rob Weaver and WPGW will be broadcasting all the MAC baseball games live this season. Then on Friday, the Indians will travel to Houston and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the play-by-play. Lots of rainouts this week, but the Indians are 3-1 and playing well and are anxious to get back to baseball. Tomorrow, the MAC games start with the Indians hosting Dulphus, Friday at Houston. Get to these games this week to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live on WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Zero.
All right, we're back here, Sports Talk.
Hello, Sports Talk.
Yes, sir. We want to congratulate all of our winners in the bracketology.
Bracketology was awesome.
Kobe Wendell, come up here. He won the grand prize of $50 bill.
Yes, sir. Toby Mester, thanks for setting her up for us again. You did a great job.
Toby Mester is MVP.
He's MVP.
Kobe found the $50 bill on the floor.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And Kobe did find that on the floor. He did a great job.
K.R. Clark wins a McSober's gift certificate.
K.R. Clark?
We don't know who you are, K.R.
K.R.,
I'm guessing it's
Kirby Robert Stookie Clark.
No, I think it's who snaps all the pictures?
Tracy Clark.
Tracy Clark.
She got a boy,
she got a daughter
kid?
Named Kira.
Ooh, there you go.
Could be her.
Or Kathy.
Kathy Clark.
Kathy Clark.
Don't know who Kathy Clark
don't
is.
Know.
Could be Dick Clark.
Dick Clark.
Yeah. How about living, September 1971 L? You won a $25 merchant gift certificate. And the Eli Leonards won the Cooper Farms Wayne Street Market grand prize that everybody's always won.
Yep. Way to go, Eli.
Eli wins.
Eli's
that.
A winner.
So come up to the studio if you guys can pick it up. We got some other stuff to give away. We got 10 minutes. We may go a little long. Who knows?
You never know about us.
You guys hear me all right?
Yep.
I can't hear nothing.
I hear you, Grace.
I'm hearing you good. Am I sounding good?
Yeah, you're sounding good.
Sweet. Bill Wellman checks in. Bill Wellman is.
Bill Wellman? Bill hears you.
Bill is awesome.
Bill's great. He's a
champ.
One of the main cogs at the Mercer County Oaks.
He's not really that main.
No, he's good. Not a half cog.
Half cog.
No. He opens on Mondays.
About a quarter cog.
Yeah.
Quarter cog.
I mean, he opens on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
He's a little overrated. Not really that nice a guy.
Not a big fan of him.
Bill's a good guy.
Bill, a good guy?
Yeah, not too bad.
Frank Billerman does
if
a bad
you say
job.
Something bad about Bill Wellman, you've got issues in life.
Yeah. I love Billy. Frank Billerman also opens up for you. He's
Frank Billerman. He closes on Mondays. And that boy, Frank, opens on Wednesdays. Thank God for those guys. Let me get Mondays off. Yeah, those weekends get long in summer. And
Frank is awesome, too, by the way.
Yeah, they're both great guys. Frank's a retired teacher.
Frank,
Bill's retired from the city of Salina.
But here's the number one thing at the Elks this year that you haven't talked about. I'm a little disappointed in you.
No, we're fine.
What we got? Man, because this is big.
Yeah.
This
Dan brought it up. This will be good.
This is big.
Big. New hot dog roller?
Yes. Yeah. New hot dogs.
No.
Because our hot dogs always suck.
No.
No.
You throw them in a microwave.
No, we don't.
Yes,
no,
we have not.
No microwave.
Does he have a clue?
No, he ain't got a clue.
If he had been a member for 12 years and he
best
knows
hot dogs. Best,
the only reason no, he comes not. To the golf course is for hot dogs.
I remember the name.
I can't wait to get the turn.
I remember the day.
I am 42 over. I don't care because I'm weed hot dogs.
He's happy.
You see these new hot dogs?
Big boys?
Bahama Mamas.
Ooh, I like them.
Uh-huh.
What'd they have yours?
Those are samples.
Get them.
Were they good?
Oh, those are pretty good.
They're a little spicy.
Big P used to have them once. You got to see what we're doing. I will never forget Big P getting those hot dogs. I can't tell you.
Biggest hot dogs I ever seen.
They were awesome.
Bobby got to see the hot dogs we're going to have for the baseball games now.
They're pretty awesome.
Started listening at 9. Thank you, Johan. Did Kirby talk about the junior clinics?
Ooh.
Junior clinics?
But let's touch
base. Well, we talked a little bit. All right, so we got the we talked a little bit about the junior high and high schools, something new we're doing.
Yep.
$10. Six times throughout the summer. Most of them are Wednesdays, starting in June. Wednesday, June 6th, June 13th, June 27th, Monday, July 2nd, Wednesday, July 11th, and July 25th. $10, 8:30 to 10 o'clock. Come and go as you wish.
Can't beat it.
Come at 8:30, stay till 10. Come at 9:45, stay till 10.
The great thing about it is
chances are we'll probably stay out there with you after 10 o'clock.
And the great thing about it is there are going to be a lot of grandparents bring these kids or parents.
Yeah.
Go in, have a cup of coffee. Your kids can run loose.
It's all about getting the kids out there.
Exactly.
Giving something to the kids.
Mudboat will probably be bringing over Johan's little rugrat.
Well,
is going to be a really
good. This is going to be geared toward junior high and high school.
So Johan's kids out. So,
listen, I'm not done.
I'll shut up.
My mic's still coming. So,
he's got Derby Mike.
We also have junior clinics that are geared toward 6-year-old to junior high. So, those are during the weeks of June 18th to the 21st, Monday through Thursday.
Them little fart smellers.
Yep. These are the fun ones.
Yeah.
So, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock for these in June 18th to the 21st, and then also one in July. It's the 16th to the 19th.
Kirby, do you ever get one of them little guys, and you go, holy shit, this guy's pretty good.
I've had a few.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah,
you see
awesome.
A little guy like that. Oh,
you get a little 8-year-old. Little 8-year-old out there, and we have a few out there the last few years.
I'm sure you do. That's got
to
be
I'm looking
neat.
Forward to the next 5-10 years as long as I stay hired. But I'm looking forward to the future in the area of golf. Yeah. St. Henry's had a really good program. Fort Recovery had a really good program. They had some really good golfers in Johan and the Brunswick and Wendell and
Bob.
When Bubba was coaching, I guess. Well, he drove the bus.
Didn't drive the bus.
But, Marion is a little down right now, and I'm a little disappointed in that. But they're shooting 240s for 9 holes. Right.
But we had scores, Chase Bruce was a good golfer.
Chase could play a little bit.
Chase could hit it.
Yep. Chase Elijah Collig,
Elijah
graduated from Finley. He was a good golfer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And boys
we've had some good golfers.
Ball.
Yeah. You're right.
You know the thing about Kirby. Now, is there a website? Does Mercer County Oaks have a website? Is there anything people can go to get this information?
We're finalizing our website.
Okay.
So we're working on finalizing the website. It's going to be MercerCountyElksGolf.com.
Okay.
Yep. Welcome to the 1990s.
And you can.
Thanks, buddy.
And you can go through you can get all these dates of junior memberships and all this
clinics. Information will be there. And you're going to be able to make online tee times and the whole nine yards. There'll be GPS available. There'll be all kinds of stuff.
But the best thing you can do is call the Elks, and that number is
419-925-4215.
And you can call anytime from 8 o'clock in the morning till dark. There's always somebody at the Elks.
Yep.
And that's 7 days a week, folks. So if you ever need any information on when you can attend these or when the junior clinics are, when you can just come out and play. That's
they'll
the number
be,
to get
they'll
hold
be on
of.
Our Facebook page, Twitter page.
Yep.
They'll be all over there, too. So
absolutely
awesome.
Okay, we got another trivia question.
Trivia time.
What's this for?
Trivia question.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun.
Dun. What do you want to give? You want to give golf balls.
Golf balls. We got some seeds.
I love
what
seeds.
Don't give us junk balls.
Top flight.
2000.
Ooh, nice. There you go.
Some of the pond balls.
Pond balls.
Crow flight special.
Crow flight
club specials. Love the used club to buy 100 of them.
Oh, yeah.
What did Rodney Danger, Dozen Naked Lady Tees. Rodney Dangerfield.
Caddyshack.
Yeah. Okay, so the question is...
What we got?
Hastings Auto Feet, what's your hotline, brother?
The hotline is 419-516-0702.
If you don't know that by now, you ain't listening.
Exactly right. Hotline.
Here we go.
Hotline.
Two designers for the original Augusta National Golf Club.
Who were they? These are hard.
Course designers. Let's make this a lesson.
Steve Stone.
Let's make this a lesson.
Stevie.
30-minute lesson. This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
It's a good one.
This is big. Who designed
Augusta National Golf Club? There were two of them.
There's two of them.
Got to have both.
Ooh, that's big.
This is big.
And
big.
No, and one does not get you 15-minute lesson.
No. You got to get both.
Got to get both.
Half-hour lesson.
Half-hour lesson. Yes, sir.
And this will help you. I need. Can I answer? Because I can need help.
Please.
Because I got to get. I got to. Here's what I got to do.
Cost you $180.
I need 20 yards off. Whoa.
Hey, Sting's hotline.
Wait, hotline. Are you kidding?
Hotline back.
I thought it was a tough question.
This is fast. Unbelievable.
Spence couldn't even
Google. Hey, who we got here?
Bobby Jones and Allison McKenzie.
Bobby Jones
This is Bobby Jones and Alistair McKenzie are on the line.
Who's giving the answer? You just can't come on throwing the answer at us. Introduce yourself.
Bretzi.
Oh, my God.
You have to know. Google that.
That's fast.
This is unbelievable.
You need help, but you're going to get it, brother.
All right. Bretzi just won a dozen Wilson chaos.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Bretzi, that's the most impressive thing I've ever seen in your lifetime.
That was a ever. Speed dial. That's a quickie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's like you in a sack. That was quick.
Yeah.
Well, it don't took me that long.
No, that's exactly right. Bretzi wins a free lesson from Kirby, a half hour.
Half hour, 30 minutes?
Half hour.
Kirby, Bretzi,
like I grossed out earlier.
Congratulations, Bretzi. Your night is made.
You did it.
Yep.
Now get to bed. You got to work tomorrow.
Go to bed. Let's go.
Bretzi wins a lesson.
Bretzi's our winner.
That was Bretzi. Quick.
That was good.
He knew that.
He did.
He didn't have to.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that was
fast.
He'd still be typing in.
I was hoping you'd say Pete Dye.
Oh, no. I want him to miss it. Yeah. Got really
that'd have been a classic.
He knew that one. Is this his list?
His list.
This is guy's list.
That no, okay. Absolutely. We're here with Kirby Stuckey, and Kirby, once again, is the head pro at the Mercer County Elks, and we've had a wonderful time.
Been a good one.
Listening. We got one more question before we shut this thing down.
That's big.
We got texts coming in.
Got some texts?
The new Rogue. What's that?
Callaway, the new Rogue. That's what we talked about, the new
driver.
Hot driver.
That's a big boy.
Gale brake technology.
How much? 500?
What will that do for the future of golf?
549.
That's Gary Brewing asking.
What will that do for the future of golf?
Drain my bank account.
Ooh, that hurts.
No.
$500? What's this?
How far can I sell a little cheaper deal, because that's by law, I have to say that.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If I hit the ball 200, if I nut it, 220. 225.
What's driver going to
get me? Is it going to get me
227?
Better control? Is it going to get me better control? Is it going to get?
It'll get you a little more yard. We got to get the right shaft in your hands.
Huge.
It'll get you the right. It'll get you about
15-20
more yards. You do.
We got to work on your game.
We got to work on your clubs.
Groupie shaft.
Yeah. Hey, you think this will help?
Yeah, it's big.
Jody. $540.
Birthday.
Happy birthday,
hey,
Bobby.
Father's Day.
Jody, come on.
When
is Father's Day?
June.
Mudbug 12. Bought himself a new putter for Mary's
Sunday
birthday.
Sunday at the U.S. Open.
There you go.
He did.
Yeah.
When's Jody's birthday?
October.
Oh, crap.
But Mudbug went, you get a new driver.
Mudbug went in there and said, it's Mary's birthday. I'm going to get her a new putter.
Yeah.
It's not left.
I'm going to try it out first.
Yeah. I thought it was heartwarming.
That's great. That's special.
That is
good.
This is very good. All right. So we got one more trivia question.
Yep.
It's 10 o'clock. We're going to go a little longer here tonight.
Absolutely.
One more trivia question. Part three tournament was today again?
Yes, it was.
Yep. What was the first year for the par three tournament?
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
I don't have no idea.
Little hint.
Got no clue.
Same year the Mercer County Elks opened.
Ooh.
Oh, my. That's I could probably answer.
Oh, my goodness.
That's interesting.
So if you go to the Mercer County Elks.
No, don't do that yet.
Don't do that. It ain't no,
no, don't do that yet.
Hey, we got anybody. Could be wrong.
I tell you. Ooh, hey, man.
Ooh.
Whoa.
We got a text in. Hey, Hastings Hotline. 419-516-0.
He's got her.
02.
Oh, somebody needs a new battery.
Kobe's on the way, and looks like, do I need to pick my nine holes up?
Oh.
Yeah, pick her up at the radio station.
Come to the golf course.
1961.
Come to the golf course, RJ.
Is that close?
How close is that?
Incorrect.
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 Gary Broering, 1961. Sorry.
Gary Broering.
Nice. Come on, GB. You know he ain't cheating.
No.
Hey, that's good.
GB's leaving tomorrow for Missouri. He's going out to the Graves Golf Academy.
Graves Golf Academy, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's pretty cool. So can you tell us when the first par three contest was?
Mm. What year?
What year?
We need that, baby.
What would you shoot on that?
Par three?
Yeah.
They say... Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
A lot of pros and superintendents say we could put an average golfer, which is about a 14, 18 handicapper.
Right.
We could put them on the green at Augusta National, put their ball on the green, and they can't shoot par on every green.
But
can't shoot 72. No, can't shoot 72.
Really?
Par four, can't make a four.
1960.
I'd say that's probably true for me, definitely.
Well, that's
absolutely
true for the average golfer, Neil. I said the average.
Oh, so I'd be like eight.
Yeah, 144.
Yeah.
1960.
Yeah, seriously. So.
I'm glad you're optimistic, because I don't know. I can't do
what?
This.
1960 is correct, yes.
Yeah. Gary Broering, 1960.
You can't have two guesses.
Gary.
He's the only one listening.
Yeah.
The
poor guy
just
wants to win something.
Give the bad guy a bone. What's this for?
Hey. Orange Gatorade.
Orange Gatorade.
What?
Yes, sir.
GB, he just wants
he's
to
a winner.
Gatorade.
He's a winner.
And I just got to go get some.
And
it's worth a lot more if you call in on the Hastings Hotline.
And one of them
dozen golf balls.
And one of those health bars.
One of those, Nutrigrain bar.
Nutrigrain.
Manifest.
Yeah, and that's what you win, M&Ms. GB. Yeah. That's awesome. Kirby, I want to thank you for coming up.
Thank Kirby, you, awesome. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
as always.
Absolutely.
It's one of our best shows.
Hey, anyone out there listening, stop out. Come play some golf. We'll have a lot of fun.
I mean, Kobe Metzger, 84, 85, 74.
Just throwing numbers out.
Are these numbers for Brown's draft picks or what? Who he wants?
Oh,
or?
My God. I love him.
Or he's a Cowboys fan, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
Toby's a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, he is.
John Elking, he's still listening. I can't. John Ford.
Hey, John Ford.
He's in Florida.
GB says thanks for the orange Gatorade, boys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little upset the other day. I only had blue.
Why don't you have Gatorade? Place is a dump.
I do. It's 14 degrees outside.
You don't have Gatorade.
Don't need it
right now. Blue Gatorade. Your brother Paul.
Huh?
It's 14 degrees outside.
What's that got to do with that?
Still trying to get in the golfing mood here.
It ain't very moody.
Yeah, I'm moody.
Are you?
Yeah.
I hate
it. Feels like Christmas.
Weather.
If I wake up one more time and the snow's coming down, I've had enough. That's
Are you
it.
Done?
Yeah.
I'm done
Joke's
with
a
you.
Joke. That's it.
This is it.
Is it snowing out now?
It was this afternoon.
I'm going to Cleveland
it.
Cavalier game tomorrow night.
Are you?
Really? I'm going to go meet LeBron called me.
Yes, LeBron says come on up.
Bobby. So you're not going to be helping Rob Weaver if
They're
he
not going to play a baseball game.
They're playing tomorrow.
The love of Jesus.
Play ball.
2% chance.
And we'll go about 4-5.
Yeah.
Might be a little sloppy there.
Neil texted me yesterday and said the game's canceled.
Home?
Home.
St. John's.
I didn't get an answer.
All the way down here to play.
It's 12:15 before
they're not going to get here until 6 o'clock. I guarantee you that.
It's 12:15 before they officially called the
game. Last year's Delvin St. John's baseball game, it was 42 below zero up there.
Yeah.
And it was a no hitter, and we'll play till dark.
Yep.
And I was turtling.
Oh, it was bad. It was freezing.
I was as cold as I've ever been in my life.
Oh, without a doubt. Terrible.
And that's when I got in trouble for saying...
I think you actually went to your car that night, wasn't it?
I had pneumonia.
Clean it up, Bob. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We got to clean her up. We had a couple bad words said today on the show.
That'll cause another month.
I only caught one. So we got a couple.
That's perfect.
If you heard that bad word, you can get a pizza at Miracle Line.
All you have to do is quote
courtesy of Corey.
Hey, remember,
and it won't be in the archives.
We got some gift certificates up here. Sep 1971, you won.
September.
K.R. Clark. September 1971.
Somebody was born.
Okay, so let's do process of elimination.
All right, Bratzy.
No, it ain't Bratzy. No. There ain't no way. 1971, that means
when he graduated.
47 years.
47 years
somebody
old.
Somebody graduated in 71.
That now, water bottle beat Bratzy in that contest.
It's got to be somebody born in 1971.
That water bottle beat Bratzy in that contest.
40, because it's got to be somebody smart enough to get on the internet.
Ooh, yeah.
So, people, like, so it's got to be somebody born in 1947 years old. We know anybody 47?
Nope.
I don't know anybody that young.
Seven.
I don't know either. But anyway, you got a gift certificate. Eli Leonard has a $50.
Eli.
And K.R. Clark.
And we're thinking that.
K.R. Clark. If you want anything from the Elks, stop at the Elks, pick it up.
Stop at the Elks, pick it up if you want.
Yes. Anything there.
Yep. We're going to leave that stuff right here.
Yep.
We want to thank everybody for listening. Kirby, you're another awesome.
Great show. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me over again.
Well, good luck.
If you're
this
a golfer,
year.
This is the funnest. This is a great weekend.
Hey, plug your PGA thing one more time and how they can get in there if they, or can they get in there without going over to the Elks? Your PGA pool.
Our pool.
Oh, Masters pool? Yeah, the Masters
pool. They got till
8 o'clock. You got till 6 o'clock Thursday morning.
Uh-oh. So
shoot me a text, 419-733-6261. Best way to do it.
Perfect.
If you want in, shoot me a text with your name, because chances are I won't have your number.
We got to get you in.
So if you want in, let me know. I'll shoot you the details. But
it's awesome.
It's great.
Yep. Wonderful. Come out to the Elks. Absolutely. We're going to have a little fun this summer.
It's going
to
be a great
from
time
my
out
good
the
friend,
Elks.
Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby loved it.
Yep. Kirby. Reese Bob on the control.
Reese Bob. Awesome.
Owner and operator, Mick Spence.
He didn't get a parking ticket, thank God.
No parking ticket.
Saved you. Dad would have killed you.
Oh, yeah.
He'd have cut your head off.
He'd have killed you. Next week, we're going to have Coach Kalp up, hopefully.
Yep, he's in.
That'd be good.
We're going to talk Indian baseball and dissect the Indians. Hopefully, we get some games in. It's been kind of frustrating.
We really need to.
We'll be back. Bum and Fee.
Listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. With Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.